This news update is being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. Charles Fred Martin appeared before Judge Ferris in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Charles Fred Martin. Martin faces a felony charge of embezzlement as an agent or trustee involving an amount between $1,000 and $20,000. During the hearing, prosecutors outlined a potential plea agreement. The offer requires Martin to waive his preliminary examination and pay full restitution before entering a plea at his circuit court arraignment. If accepted, the agreement includes a one-year delay of sentence and a reduction of the conviction to a lesser embezzlement charge of between $200 and $1,000. Martin formally waived his right to a preliminary exam today, and Judge Ferris ordered that Martin's bond remain at $8,000 as previously set. The case is now bound over to circuit court with arraignment set for July 13th at 9 a.m. And Huron County officials are moving forward with a major overhaul of local planning and zoning while simultaneously grappling with public safety concerns over a derelict building in the village of Ubley. The Board of Commissioners voted yesterday to bring in McKenna Associates for professional planning and technical advisory services. The move is part of a broader effort to update the county's master plan, which is now a year overdue at five-year renewal, and to rewrite zoning ordinances to be more user-friendly. During the public comment period, the board faced intense scrutiny from residents regarding transparency and energy projects. One resident challenged Commissioner Joe Murphy to a public town hall to debate renewable energy decisions, while allegations of a couple ex parte communication between certain commissioners and energy developers was brought up. The board also addressed the ongoing eyesore in Ubley. Commissioners confirmed that a hazardous condemned building on Main Street is slated for a tax foreclosure auction on August 4th. While it was brought up about the county pulling the property from the auction and seek demolition grants, officials note the state-mandated foreclosure process make immediate intervention difficult. The board emphasized that the financial burden for demolition, estimated as high as nearly $300,000, cannot fall on the county, and they're looking to the village to take the lead. In other business, the Mid-Michigan Medical Examiner Group presented its 2025 annual report, highlighting a shift towards deep-dive investigations for drug-related deaths utilizing new technology to improve data accuracy. Additionally, the Thumb Area Regional Community Corrections Office is seeking a $484,000 grant for fiscal year 2027 to continue substance abuse and cognitive-based programs aimed at keeping prison commitment rates low. The board closed the meeting with a tense exchange regarding personal safety as one commissioner expressed concerns about being stalked and recorded by a member of the public. And Michigan's race for governor narrowed Monday after a state Senate Republican leader, Eric Nesbitt, announced he's suspending his campaign. The decision came shortly after President Donald Trump publicly endorsed Congressman John James for the Republican nomination. Following that announcement, Nesbitt threw his support behind James, praising the congressman's military service, business background, and alignment with the president's agenda. He also thanked campaign volunteers and supporters while pledging to remain active in Republican efforts leading up to the election. The Republican primary field now includes John James, a former Michigan U.S. Attorney General Mike Cox, and businessman Perry Johnson. On the Democrat side, Secretary of State Joslyn Benson and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson continue their campaigns. James welcomed both Trump's endorsement and Nesbitt's backing, saying he's focused on building momentum ahead of the election. And Perry Johnson, meanwhile, criticized the president's endorsement, arguing previous Trump-backed statewide candidates in Michigan have fallen short. Secretary of State Joslyn Benson also reacted to Trump's endorsement in a video statement, while Sheriff Chris Swanson had not publicly commented on either development as of Monday. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
And we're back with one obituary for today. Marjorie A. Seaman, age 97, passed away in her sleep May 24, 2026. She was born on May 10, 1929 in Harbor Beach. November 15, 1947, she went on to marry Clement Seaman. Marjorie is survived by her children Gloria, Doris, Steve, Dave, Jean, Rudy, Roy, Kay, her brother, 18 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, 9 step-grandchildren, and 12 step-great-grandchildren. Cremation has taken place, and a funeral memorial mass will take place on Friday, June the 26th at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Interment will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery. Friends may gather at the church beginning at 9 a.m. until time of services at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. In lieu of flowers, please think of the Holy Name of Mary Parish Building Fund or Autumnwood of Deckerville activities. You can share your memories online with the family at www.ramseyfh.com.
Hi, this is Rick Kasiba from Huron Auto Parts. Why choose us over the competition? Because we don't just sell parts by looking at a computer screen. I've been repairing everything from power sports and cars to small engines and even race cars since high school. Put my 4 decades of experience to work for you when you step into Huron Auto Parts and get the right part the first time. Most of the time, the part is on the shelf and ready for you to take home the same day. And if not, I can usually get it by the next. At Huron Auto Parts, we understand. Surface is the difference. We get it.
Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe has multiple generations of experience providing parts for anything with an engine. Whether you're point A to point B driver or pro, Huron Auto Parts has the knowledge to make sure you get the right parts the first time. And if you're a farmer, your machinery is your lifeline. With Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe, in most cases, they have the parts in stock on the shelf or can get it the next day, so that if and when a breakdown happens, you'll be back to work in no time. Huron Auto Parts, 203 Southport Crescent in Bad Axe.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. The White House is officially trying to get ahead of the next generation of cyber threats. President Trump has signed a pair of highly technical executive orders aimed at radically accelerating U.S. quantum research and development. The ultimate goal is to insulate America's digital infrastructure before advanced quantum computing can be weaponized by foreign adversaries to crack traditional encryption. The directive essentially sets a ticking clock for federal agencies. High-value data assets and core national security information systems are now legally mandated to fully transition to post-quantum cryptography by the end of 2031. Cybersecurity experts say it's an unprecedented logistical hurdle for the federal government, but one that is absolutely necessary to prevent a total intelligence blackout in the decade ahead. In a move that caught Western intelligence by surprise, Oman and Iran have agreed to establish a joint working group to collectively manage navigation through the vital Strait of Hormuz. The deal was finalized during high-level meetings in Muscat between top Iranian diplomats and Omani Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The strait is the world's most critical oil choke point, and this bilateral agreement essentially attempts to push Western naval patrols out of the decision-making loop. While the two nations claim the pact is aimed solely at long-term maritime safety and mine clearing, it gives Tehran an officially recognized diplomatic hand on the valve of global energy shipments. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. As well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband, look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service, it's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes. Let's check in.